Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You and I live in a fast and furious world. There's little time to dwell on the past, and just as impossible to see what's going to happen in our lives next. Today in Mark's gospel, we still struggle with those words that Jesus spoke last week. Remember, during the storm, he said, "Peace, be still." We sit with our mouths hanging open, trying to explain that miracle and other miracles that we simply cannot explain. In last week's message, we hear the disciples crying out in the midst of the storm, "Jesus, wake up! Jesus, wake up!" It's actually an enormous statement of faith, a statement that you can't make it alone by yourself. You need help. You need Jesus in your life. We cry out when all other things have failed. We go to Jesus. We need Jesus in our lives. This is all the faith one needs, because we are saved only by God's grace through faith. In today's gospel lesson, one can see what happens when we come to Jesus, desperately, desperately aware that we are in need of a Savior, aware that we are sick and can't go it alone. We can't go it alone without Jesus. Today's story is a story about two totally different people. One is the leader of the synagogue, and the other is an outcast woman, both seeking the same thing out of desperation, both seeking something they can find nowhere else, nowhere else. So let's look at the woman first. The text says, "Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in a crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I but touch his garment, I will be made well.' And in the end, Jesus says to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" This poor woman had suffered for 12 years, 12 long years, in a life of misery. And she knew that Jesus was her last and only hope, last and only chance. She was desperate. "If I but touch his garments, I will be made well." That's what I call faith. Next, we have a totally different type of soul approach Jesus. It's Jairus, and one of the leaders, he's a leader of the synagogue, one of them. Jairus was most likely one of the highest ranking religious leaders, officials in the land. He would be the one responsible at the synagogue for administration and operation at the synagogue. Jairus was in charge of the establishment that ridiculed this man we know as Jesus, our Savior. Yet, he didn't care. Didn't care what his neighbors thought. Could have cared less what his religious associates thought. Nothing mattered to this man. Nothing. He mattered because he's come to Jesus now, and he's in anguish and total desperation. And here this man bows down and begged Jesus repeatedly, "My little girl is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be well and live." Now that's what I call faith. Did Jairus believe in Jesus, that he was the Messiah and the fulfillment of the Old Testament? Did he believe in the teachings of Jesus? Did he believe in the Holy Trinity? Well, we really don't know. And on top of all this, we are quite certain that this synagogue ruler or leader did not come to adore or to glorify Jesus, but instead he came with a motive to seek life for his daughter and relief from his pain and his anguish. Jairus was turning to Jesus because Jesus was his last hope. There was nowhere else to turn. The woman we looked at before had suffered anguish and so much in her life, total despair for 12 years. And this poor little girl now begun to live her life, to a life of laughter and fun and playing and being with family and friends, and suddenly it was over after 12 short years. Maybe Jairus' motives were not quite pure. Still, he cried out to Jesus in faith. And the text says, little girl, he says, little girl, I say to you, arise. And what happens? The girl gets up and she walks. Need I say more? Jesus. This, my friends, is a two-part story about God's grace. And we are made whole, healed by the same grace through faith alone. Jairus' daughter was not saved because his high standing in the synagogue or in the community or his knowledge of the scriptures. That wasn't part of it. The poor woman was not healed because she had the proper understanding of scriptures or what everything meant. Both were healed because they cried out to Jesus. They cried out to Jesus in their pain and anguish, even if they didn't understand it all. We as Lutherans, for sure, should be perfectly clear about a God who loves us, a God who loves us just as we are, whether it be the poor outcast woman or the synagogue ruler. Whether I know the Bible backwards and forwards or not, no other church is so clear about what it means to be saved, not because of anything that I do or anything that I am, but by grace alone, through faith alone. Lutherans should know deep down in their souls, deep down in your souls, that God always comes down. Like God came to Jairus and the woman, God comes down because none of us, not one of us, could ever do anything that would make us worthy enough to make our way up to God. God comes down. God comes down to you when there seems to be no hope. Comes down in the midst of suffering, like the woman. Comes down in the depths of despair, like the ruler of the synagogue. And there are no other options. No other options. Can you cry out? Can you cry out in faith? Or have you cried out in faith to Jesus? God comes down in Jesus to set us free. We know this from everything that binds and burdens us and holds us back from being the people we have been created to be and called to be. God comes down. He comes down to set us free from sin, death, and the devil. God comes down to help us love, to laugh, and to learn, and to give ourselves away. God comes down through His Word. We know that. That's why the Word of God is so, so important. God comes down in the bread, and He comes down in the wine. He comes down in the waters of baptism and comes down in the fellowship of believers so that others, like the woman and the ruler, may hear about Jesus and what Jesus can do for them. God comes down when we cried out in pain with or without understanding. And Jesus says, "Daughter, son, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed." God comes down. He comes down because God loves you. He loves you just as you are. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.